Hello, Writers. It's Laura Purdy Salas here, and it is Friday, August 24th, and I'm giving you my weekly roundup of what my writing life has been like this week. I am starting to feel slightly more productive. I've been keeping up with the bare necessities of work and getting my writing time in. A lot of my social media and connecting with my writing community, keeping up with blogs and things like that. I feel like I'm really falling down on that. But right now, in that kind of survival mode of just after moving, I'm just trying to keep up with writing. So something's got to give because life happens. And that is a lesson I learn over and over again. Okay, so the projects I've worked on this week. Opposites is a concept picture book, and I had gotten feedback from the editor whom I had submitted it to, and so I got feedback from her, I think, last week, at the end of last week, so I probably mentioned it in my summary last week, and I took on board her suggestions, and I played around with this manuscript off and on all week. It's a very short manuscript. But this morning I decided I was at a place where I really like it, and so I sent it to her. And that is not much of a cooling off period. Also, Clean, which is a totally separate picture book manuscript, sort of nonfiction, I submitted that manuscript to this same editor. Now, I want to be clear that generally you wouldn't, and I wouldn't, submit two manuscripts to the same editor. So usually when I submit something, I do not send that editor another manuscript until after they have accepted or rejected a manuscript that they already have. Usually, statistically speaking, it's a rejection, and that's just, you know, the writing life. I also, if it's an editor who is kind enough and efficient enough to get back to me quickly, I don't necessarily send them something immediately. I know I have some folks over the years who, you know, I've emailed with and who it became clear that if I answer their email the same day they send it, I get a reply back that same day. And it just becomes a little exhausting. So I try to, you know, be considerate of editors' time. But basically, this is an editor with whom I've worked on many books. One of the two picture books that I sent her this week is one that she actually inspired the topic of it. And the other one is a topic that I had pitched to her previously, and she was interested and ready to take a look at it. So that's the only reason that I have sent out two picture books to the same editor in the same week. Generally, that would be a huge no-no. Lyrical Language Lab, which is all full, which I'm teaching with Renee LaTulipe. We spent a couple hours early this week doing our intro video, which will both be shown to students and also will be available to show to people who are interested in the course. So, you know, recording ourselves doing a Skype or a Zoom, some kind of conference call, is very intimidating to me. But, you know, we had a good time. We kept it real. And I haven't seen the final thing yet. So I hope it comes out okay. We'll see. I had a picture book manuscript. I'm going to call it Magic. It's a rhyming nonfiction picture book. And it went to acquisitions yesterday at a publisher. And I do not know the result yet. I don't know whether there's going to be an offer or whether it got, you know, shot down by marketing or whatever. So I'm anxiously waiting. And as usual in this situation, I'm forcing myself to wait a week before I follow up and ask. So I have my fingers and toes crossed. I would love for this manuscript to sell. So we'll see. I'll update you next week. Another picture book manuscript that I worked on, as you can see, I'm often hopping back and forth between a lot of manuscripts. I like short manuscripts, I like poems, I like picture books, and I get to constantly be working on something new, and I have plenty of things to work on then when something is sitting and resting. So that's why I have so many projects that I list every week. So a project I'm calling Silly, this is a fiction picture book. And I haven't worked on this in a while. I wrote it, a year or two, and it's been through a lot of revisions. And it's gotten some really positive feedback from quite a few editors, actually, but it just has never made the cut. So I was taking a fresh look at it recently. And one thing I do, I did a new draft this week that I like. But I write myself little notes on my manuscripts, which I keyboard into my laptop generally, so that when I open up my most recent draft, even if time has gone by, like a couple months or, goodness, even a year or more, I know what I was thinking when I last left off. And I find that really helpful, especially because I jump around between so many projects. So on this new draft, I also made myself a note. So in the manuscript document, after, you know, Laura Purdy Salas and my email address and 250 words, it then says 8/22/18. Two of the three devious things Diablo does have to do with food. Think I need to switch out that pillow one. So that's just my reminder to me that when I'm ready to do a next draft of this, which could be next week or maybe things will come up and it won't be for 6 months, I will remember that, okay, the last thing I was thinking was, Diablo does three devious things, and I want to change one of them out. Let me do some brainstorming. What else could he do instead, you know? So that's that. Another picture book manuscript. I got a rejection this week from a lovely editor who had nice things to say. This had a cool mix of, I'll just say X and Y. It's two different species of characters. But I think it just got a little too scary, especially when they're operating on him. I wasn't sure this was quite right for us. And so this is a manuscript I'm calling Eek, and it's a scary but ultimately heartwarming Halloweenish time of year kind of story. So that was a rejection. She did say, keep sending me more of your work as it would be great to get another book with you lined up. So that's encouraging, and I'll be looking through my manuscripts to see if I have anything else that I think might work for her. And a couple of other things from this week. I had lunch with a writer friend who we collaborated on a picture book manuscript. It's a really unusual picture book manuscript, and I didn't think it had much chance of selling, and it still might not, but there is interest from a very small niche publisher, so we'll see what happens. But I had lunch with this friend, and we had a great discussion about writing and the publishing industry. She has played and does play many roles in the publishing and writing industry, so she's very knowledgeable. And we just had a wonderful lunch. I haven't seen her in a while. And we caught up, and also our conversation sparked thoughts for me on a couple of my different manuscripts as far as obstacles they may run into in the industry or publishers that I might try for particular manuscripts. So it was both enjoyable and informational. So that was awesome. And so the last thing for my picture book Equations, which comes out in spring of 2019, I have worked back and forth with somebody in publicity at the publisher, Charles Bridge, and we're doing something cool for NCTE. So my NCTE, that's the National Council of Teachers of English, conference this November in Houston, Texas. Boy, my schedule is filling up. And This thing that we added this week is in addition to the signing I'm going to do for this title. And so we have the, the little event, it's short, but we have it confirmed. So I have the time and I know what it is, but I have to talk with her more about the details and what our approach might be to make the most use of this opportunity. So it's exciting, but I'm realizing, I really need to get on the stick here with my three spring picture books. I'm going to be doing signings for all three of them at NCT in November, and so I really need to start thinking about promotional materials, teaching guides, you know, what kind of things do I want to do for these books? So that's on my mind that I've really got to kind of get that figured out in this next month so that I have a plan and can know what I want to have done before NCTE. What stuff am I doing myself? What stuff am I going to hire someone for? And all that kind of thing. Okay, I think that is everything for this week. And the only update on my office is that the treadmill is here, and the thing to sit on top of my desk that will make my laptop sit up nice and tall so that I can work on it while I'm on my treadmill is here. But my actual table slash desk isn't here yet. But I'm starting to accumulate the various pieces. So maybe in another week, there will be a desk in my office. I guess that's it. I hope you guys have had a great writing week, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks.